The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various websites and an email that I have received in the past week. First up, from fightingblindness.org, an important update with our Charlotte community. Due to unforeseen circumstances, the Charlotte Game Changers in-person event, scheduled for May 14th, will no longer take place. This was not a decision made lightly, and we are incredibly grateful for the enthusiasm, support, and commitment we have seen from this community. While the event will not move forward as planned, our mission continues, and so does the opportunity to make an impact. Supporters can still get involved through our upcoming online auction, which will remain open through the end of May. This is a meaningful way to participate from anywhere while helping to fund critical research driving treatments and cures for blinding diseases. We also look forward to connecting with you at future opportunities in the Charlotte area, including our Vision Walk this fall on Saturday, October 24th. Thank you for being part of this community and for continuing to move the mission forward with us. From disabilityrightsnc.org, sign up today. DRNC Disability Advocacy Conference, Friday Center, May 6, 2026. Time, 8 a.m. From 8 to 4:30 p.m. on Wednesday. Across North Carolina, people with disabilities, advocates, and allies are shaping a future where everyone belongs. At the 2026 Disability Advocacy Conference, themed In This Together, we'll celebrate the progress we've made and chart the path forward together. Join us as more than 350 advocates, allies, and leaders gather for a day of insightful discussions, breakout sessions, and community building focused on ensuring that disabled people have the support, rights, and opportunities they deserve and continue fighting for. There's a registration hot button. There are sub-menus for registration and pricing, breakout sessions, and schedule. The plenary speaker is Shereen Caraco, that's spelled C-H-E-R-E-N-E-C-A-R-A-C-O. A thank you note to the sponsors, a thank you to the exhibitors, an accommodations request, hotel information, continuing education, apply for a scholarship, photography and video authorization, those are waivers, refund policy. There are premier sponsors from Henson First, Wells Fargo, the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services, Blue Cross and Blue Shield NC, Mills Construction, and various other supporters at lesser levels. From NFB.org, prepare for National Convention. The NFB National Convention, the largest gathering of blind people in the world, will be held July 3rd through 8th, 2026 in Austin, Texas. It is the premier event for training, support, and information for the blind community. It also serves as a governing body, democratically electing our leadership and establishing each year's organizational priorities. 2026 convention details, July 3rd through July 8, 2026, JW Marriott, Austin, 110 East 2nd Street, Austin, Texas, 78701. Registration in person. There's a hot link to do that. Online in-person registration is $25 per person plus $85 per banquet ticket. The online registration deadline is Saturday, May 31st. Registration will be available on-site, but rates will increase. Registration includes the access to the biggest event of the year, the mobile app, and timely convention news and communications. Please note that all registrations and banquet ticket sales are final. No refunds will be issued. Virtual registration. Register hot link. The virtual experience registration fee is $10. Registration includes access to the mobile app and the opportunity to win door prizes. Hotel reservations. The JW Marriott Austin will serve as the headquarters hotel and host all convention events. Sleeping rooms at the JW Marriott are currently sold out. Attendees may reserve rooms at the following overflow hotels, all at the convention rate of $139 for singles and doubles and $159 for triples and quads. Austin Marriott Downtown, located less than two blocks from the JW Marriott, this hotel features several on-site dining options, a 24/7 fitness center, and a pool with rentable cabanas. Breakfast is available at Loaf and Vine for $15 to $20. To book, call 800-627-7468, ask for the Austin Marriott Downtown, and mention our room block code BL1. Courtyard by Marriott Austin Downtown. Just a few blocks from the JW Marriott, the Courtyard offers a Starbucks and Champions sports bar, along with a pool, fitness center, and breakfast buffet, just over $20. To book, call 800-321-2211, ask for the Courtyard by Marriott Austin Downtown, and mention the National Federation of the Blind National Convention. Residence Inn Austin Downtown, located at the same address as the Courtyard and a few blocks from the JW Marriott, the Residence Inn includes access to Starbucks and a complimentary breakfast buffet at Champions Sports Bar for guests. The pool and fitness center are also available. To book, call 800-331-3131, ask for the Residence Inn Austin Downtown, and mention the National Federation of the Blind National Convention. Deposit and cancellation. For each room you book, the hotel requires a deposit of the first night's room rate, taxes, and fees payable by credit card or a personal check. If a reservation is canceled before Sunday, June 1, 2026, half of the deposit will be returned. Refunds will not be issued after that date. Convention schedule. The 2026 Convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be an exciting and memorable event, with an unparalleled program and renewed dedication to the goals and work of our movement. July 3rd, a wide range of seminars for parents of blind children, technology enthusiasts, job seekers, and other groups will kick the week off. Convention registration and registration packet pickup will also open on Friday. July 4th, breakout sessions continue along with committee meetings. July 5th begins with the annual meeting, open to all, of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. National division meetings will follow that afternoon and evening. July 6th, general convention sessions will begin and continue through the afternoon of Wednesday, July 8th. July 8th, convention ends on a high note with the banquet Wednesday evening, so be sure to pack your fancy clothes. The fall of the gavel at the close of the banquet will signal the convention's adjournment. First-time attendees. If you or members of your chapter will be first-time attendees, please learn all about the convention and the First-Timer's Guide hot link. Articles from First-Time Experiences. Writing Our Own Histories, Aaron Faxon's Federation Story. His name is spelled A-R-R-O-N, F-A-X-O-N. Impressions of My First National Convention. No author at that hot link listed. Advice to the Rookies from a Rookie. No author at that hot link. More information. Stay tuned for more details regarding the 2026 National Convention. If you have questions, please contact us at 410-659-9314 or email nfb@nfb.org. From disabilityrightsnc.org, Leandro and its significance for people with disabilities and their advocates. April 20th, 2026. What was the Supreme Court's ruling on Leandro? The NC Supreme Court, in a 4-3 judgment, dismissed the Leandro case and scrapped efforts to compel the state to fund a multi-billion-dollar remedial plan to improve schools. The plan included proposals to raise teacher pay and increase recruitment, implement a funding system that prioritizes schools with greater need, and provide more support to low-performing schools. Decades-long litigation has established that NC needs to provide all its students with sound basic education. However, with this ruling, the court passes the responsibility back to the legislature and leaves open the question of when the judiciary will step in to enforce constitutional rights in the absence of legislative action. Why it was dismissed? The case was dismissed based on a technical rationale from the court majority. The original complaint related to only a handful of school districts and was never amended to be a statewide comprehensive complaint. The dissent disputed the accuracy of the majority's position. While framed in procedural terms, the dismissal of this case leaves substantive concerns about unequal access to education unaddressed, raising concern that the court declined to address issues of profound social and constitutional significance. Why is this significant for people with disabilities and advocates? It risks deepening inequalities for students from marginalized communities, including students with disabilities, who are disproportionately impacted by under-resourced schools. For students with disabilities, inadequate funding means fewer services, reduced supports, and barriers to accessing education on equal terms. Without adequate funding that ensures access, sound basic education guaranteed by NC threatens to become an empty promise. It also shapes future advocacy strategies, including how education rights claims may need to be framed and pursued going forward. While this ruling emphasizes the role of the legislature, it does not account for the lack of comprehensive remedial measures from the legislature or resolve the broader legal debate about when courts can require the GA to spend funds or uphold constitutional rights. From ACB.org, additional ADA notice and cure bill introduced, posted April 29th. A new ADA Notice and Cure Bill has been introduced in the House of Representatives. Representatives Calvert, Obernolte, and Correa of California and Representative Fine of Florida have co-sponsored House Resolution 8396, also known as the Access Act of 2026. This bill would amend the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, to require people with disabilities to notify businesses of any ADA violations in writing, and would allow the business owner or operator 60 days to provide the complainant with a list of improvements that are planned to address the ADA violation. After that, the business would have an additional 60-day period to either fix the violation or to make significant progress toward fixing the violation. That's at least 120 days where a person with a disability would be denied access to businesses and their services. Unlike the ADA 30 Days to Comply Act, another notice and cure bill which would apply to architectural barriers, the Access Act would apply to both architectural barriers and technological barriers, including websites and mobile apps. Just as ACB strongly opposes the ADA 30 Days to Comply Act, we also strongly oppose the Access Act. The ADA has been around for 36 years. Businesses have had plenty of time to understand its requirements. The Access Act, if passed into law, would make it impossible for people with disabilities to access both physical and digital businesses when they need to do so. Furthermore, the requirement for people with disabilities to provide specific detailed notice of the accessibility barrier in writing, only to be forced to wait at least 120 days for access, is untenable. This bill would prevent people with disabilities from full and equal participation in society. We will provide updates to ACB's actions on this legislation, as well as ways you can make your voice heard on this important issue. The text of the bill can be found at https://www.congress.gov/119-congress-house-bill/8396/text-query-s=3 & r=4. Representative Calvert's press release on the bill can be found at https://calvert.house.gov/media/press-releases/reps-calvert-obernolte-correa-and-fine-introduce-bill-protect-small-businesses. There's an extra dash I omitted in between some of those words, but you can figure it out and insert it. Also from ACB.org, dated April 30th, Department of Health and Human Services Interim Final Rule. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, may be coming out with an Interim Final Rule, IFR, without public comment regarding Section 504 of the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Specifically, this IFR likely will affect the discrimination on the basis of disability in programs or activities receiving federal financial assistance section of the rules governing enforcement of Section 504. As with the IFR announced and then published by the Department of Justice, we will not know what is contained in the HHS IFR until and unless it is published in the Federal Register. However, many anticipate that the HHS IFR will likely mirror the DOJ IFR in that it may extend the compliance deadline for web content and mobile app accessibility for covered entities. In the HHS IFR, covered entities include any hospitals, clinics, and other healthcare organizations which receive funding from HHS. The current health compliance deadline is May 11, 2026 for recipients of federal HHS funds with 15 or more employees, and May 10, 2027 for recipients of federal HHS funds with fewer than 15 employees. ACB, along with our colleagues at the other disability rights organizations, has requested a meeting with OIRA, the Office of Information and Regulatory Affairs, in order to document our opposition to this IFR and make our case that the IFR be withdrawn. We will provide updates as this situation develops. Posted on TonyGebhard.me, that's spelled TonyGebhard.me, NVDA Coach, version 1.5.4, free, no account required. NVDA Coach is a free add-on for the NVDA screen reader that teaches you commands through short, guided practice sessions from inside NVDA itself. No videos, no PDFs, no switching between windows to follow along. Press one key and the coach begins walking you through what to do and why, one step at a time. There are hot links to download NVDA Coach for free, version 1.5.3, a hot link to view source code on GitHub, G-I-T-H-U-B, and release notes. The hardest part of learning a screen reader isn't finding the right resource, it's the gap between reading about a command and actually using one. NVDA Coach closes that gap. Quote by Tony Gebhard, assistive technology instructor. What's new in version 1.5.4? NVDA 2026.1 compatibility confirmed. NVDA Coach has been tested and verified to work with NVDA 2026.1, 64-bit Python 3.13. The compatibility declaration has been updated so users on NVDA 2026.1 no longer see a warning in the add-on store. No code changes were required. You can get a full version history on GitHub at the hot link. What makes it different? Guided step-by-step lessons. Each step speaks an instruction, tells you which key to press, and waits for you. F1 repeats the instruction. F2 cycles up to three hints. F3 skips the step. Inline practice text. Reading and navigation lessons embed a practice text area directly inside the coach window. Arrow down from the instruction into real text. No extra windows needed. Live practice forms. Tab navigation and control lessons open a real accessible form alongside the coach window. Actual buttons, checkboxes, and text fields to practice on. Practice web page. Browse mode lessons open a fully accessible HTML practice page in your browser, complete with headings, links, forms, landmarks, lists, and a table section. Command category framework. Chapter 1 opens with a dedicated lesson on what distinguishes Windows commands, program commands, and screen reader commands, so learners understand who controls what from the very start. Labels throughout all lessons reinforce this. Physical keyboard orientation. Chapter 2 covers modifier key locations, function keys, FN key behavior, and NVDA layout selection, the foundational knowledge that makes every other lesson easier. Progress tracking. Completed lessons are marked in the picker and saved across NVDA restarts, so you pick up exactly where you left off. Instructor extensible. All lessons are plain JSON files. Add new file to the lessons folder to create custom lesson sets for your students or organization. 45 lessons across 6 chapters. Chapter 1, Getting Started with NVDA, 14 lessons. Starts with an orientation to the three categories of keyboard commands, Windows commands, program commands, and screen reader commands, so learners understand who controls what before they touch a single shortcut. Then covers the essential commands every beginner needs. The NVDA modifier key, reading the title bar in time, silencing speech, identifying current focus, tab navigation, activating buttons and checkboxes, reading the current line, input help mode, opening the user guide, physical keyboard orientation, switching windows with the Alt Plus tab, and checking battery status, NVDA plus Shift plus B. Several lessons include a live accessible practice form alongside the coach window. Chapter 2, Your Keyboard, 3 lessons. Physical keyboard orientation before command learning begins. Where modifier keys live on standard and laptop keyboards. Control, Shift, Alt, Windows key, and the NVDA key. Insert or caps lock. How function keys and the FN key work, including FN plus arrow keys as home and page up, page down, and function lock. And how to select and switch your NVDA keyboard layout setting. Chapter 3, Reading and Moving Through Text, 8 lessons. Character by character navigation, word by word navigation, line by line navigation, jumping to document start and end, say all, continuous reading with both desktop and laptop, layout shortcuts documented, text selection with shift plus arrow keys, including the NVDA report selection command, navigating by paragraph and page, and checking font and formatting. NVDA plus F reports font name, size, bold, italic, and underline. Double press opens a full formatting dialog. Every lesson includes an inline practice text area built directly into the coach window. Chapter 4, Browse Mode and Web Navigation, 10 lessons. What browse mode is and how it works, heading navigation, heading level shortcuts, link navigation, form field navigation, toggling between browse mode and focus mode with explicit explanation that focus mode places the cursor in the edit box, landmark and list navigation, the elements list dialog, finding text with NVDA find, and table cell navigation with control plus alt plus arrow keys. A fully accessible practice web page opens automatically in your browser when you start this chapter. Chapter 5, Object Navigation, 6 lessons. How NVDA's object pyramid works, using levels slash pyramid terminology throughout, moving across objects at the same level, climbing up one level to the container, descending one level into contents, reading the current navigator object, routing keyboard focus to any object on screen, and when object navigation is the right tool. Includes tip to maximize the application window first for best results. Desktop and laptop keyboard layouts are both covered throughout. Chapter 6, Customizing NVDA, 4 lessons. Changing your keyboard layout between desktop, numpad, and laptop, letter keys. Adjusting speech settings through the synthesizer settings ring and NVDA speech settings dialog. NVDA plus control plus right slash left to move between items. NVDA plus control plus up slash down to adjust values. Changing the audio output device, NVDA plus control plus U for headphones, speakers, or HDMI. And controlling audio ducking, NVDA plus shift plus D to set whether NVDA lowers other audio while speaking. Completing this chapter earns you the certificate of completion. How to get started. Make sure NVDA is installed. Number 1, NVDA is free at nvaccess.org. Any version from 2024.1 onward works. 2, download NVDA Coach. Click the download button on this page to get NVDA Coach-1.5.4.nvda-add-on. Number 3, open the file. Double-click or press Enter on the downloaded file. NVDA handles the installation automatically and asks you to confirm. Number 4, press NVDA plus Shift plus C. That is the only shortcut you need to know. The coach window opens, the lesson picker appears, and you are ready to begin. Number 5, work at your own pace. Each lesson takes 2 to 5 minutes. Press Control plus N after finishing a lesson to move to the next one, or press NVDA plus Shift plus C at any time to jump to a different chapter. For AT instructors and TVIs, NVDA Coach was designed for classroom and one-on-one instruction. Assign a chapter as a pre-session homework, use it as a structured warm-up, or give it to students for independent practice between appointments. The lesson picker shows completed lessons at a glance so you and the student can track progress together. Need custom lessons for your program, organization, or specific student population? All lessons are plain, human-readable JSON files and are designed to be extended. Get in touch at the hot link to discuss custom lesson development or training consultations. Download NVDA Coach-Free version 1.5.3. No account, no internet connection after install. Just open the file and press NVDA plus Shift plus C to begin. Questions or feedback, email info@tonygebhard.me. It's spring, so I'm closing with a note from the National Organization of Parents of Blind Children, NOPBC, from the Xavier Society for the Blind. Hello all, we'd like to congratulate everyone making their first communions and confirmation this year. Just a friendly reminder that Xavier Society provides free faith information materials to children and adults, in addition to thousands of other offerings of a spiritual and inspirational nature. We would be happy to serve anyone interested. Xavier Society for the Blind, its first Holy Communion and Confirmation season. For over 126 years, we have been providing Braille textbooks, all free of charge, to children preparing for their sacraments. Congratulating all of our clients celebrating big days over the next few weeks. Are you the parent or teacher of a child in need of accessible materials for their faith formation? Get in touch. Give us a call at 800-637-9193 or email us at info@xaviersociety.org. There's a nice visual depiction of various boys and girls in their First Communion and Confirmation gear. So, in the same Facebook group on April 22nd, Bonnie Archibald posted about the MIRA Foundation USA. Hi all, I work with MIRA USA and wanted to share this with the group because it might be a great fit for someone here. We provide professionally trained guide dogs to blind children ages 11 through 17 completely free of charge, and we're currently accepting new applicants. Happy to answer any questions if helpful. She provides a link to MIRA Foundation USA, that's spelled M-I-R-A. Calling all guide dog applicants. MIRA USA is currently accepting applications for future guide dog candidates. If you or a child you know are looking for a guide dog, please head to our website to apply today, mirausa.org. A guide dog can open the door to greater independence, confidence, and freedom, helping children navigate the world safely and with support every step of the way. MIRA USA is a national nonprofit organization dedicated to providing guide dogs to blind American children ages 11 through 17 free of charge. Visit our website for more info, events, raffles, and to donate. I've run out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.